We are back out at the Fountain County Fair in Indiana with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio in WITY. My name is Brennan Easter, and I am here with Alan Blankenship to talk about his experiences with 4-H and raising his steer. How are you this day?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. So I understand that you've been raising steer for quite some time now?
Yep.
So how long have you been doing it?
This is my 8th year in 4-H. It's my 8th year of cattle.
8 years. And I understand that no two animals act the same, no two animals take the same care to raise and prepare for a show. I assume that'll be the same for your experiences?
Yes.
Have any standouts from your steers that you've raised over the years? Any particular one that's given you a lot of trouble?
A couple years ago, I had a steer. He was pretty ornery. He likes to go wherever you want, whenever you want him.
I can't imagine that would not have been very fun to deal with in the middle of a show.
No, that's not very fun.
I can also imagine on the flip side, if you have steer that are very well behaved, they are probably fantastic to take into a show.
Yes.
You have any wins under your belt so far?
No wins.
That'll change this year, right?
Hopefully.
Any particular fair experiences that stand out to you as a favorite?
Probably just hanging out with my friends.
That seems to be a very prominent trend when it comes to fairs, is the best part about the fairs are the friends you made along the way. So 8 years in 4-H, is that all you do for 4-H? You don't have any side projects, it's just raising steer?
Yeah, just raising cattle.
So what got you into 4-H? Is it a family thing or friends or some kind of other outside intervention?
My dad did it all 10 years and he showed cattle all 10 years.
Do you have any plans for once your 10 years is done at 4-H, what you're gonna do?
I'll probably come back here and help my siblings.
So you have younger siblings, how many?
I have 2 younger siblings.
I assume they're also involved in 4-H then?
Yep.
Both showing cattle, so cattle's just kind of the thing in the family, right?
Yeah.
Are you content with just raising cattle, or have you wanted to try something different, or?
No, I'm content with raising cattle.
What's your favorite part about raising cattle?
Probably the journey along the way, like from the start when you're buying the calf to the auction, the relationship you build with your steer or your heifer.
It really does feel like you kind of raise the animal that you're showing, and each one you have a personal connection with, right? I know this is kind of a cheesy question, but do you ever feel like you can talk to your animal or understand it at times?
Yeah, I feel like if I'm more calmed down and talking to my steer, I feel like it's kind of, well, more behaved. Like they calm down a little bit if you just kind of calm down with them.
Just developing the man-to-animal connection is key, right? Yeah. So do you get involved with other things outside of 4-H, or does cattle raising take up most of your time?
I play sports. I play football, wrestling, and golf.
And how long have you been doing those for?
Football since I was 2nd grade, wrestling since I was in 6th grade, and I just started golf this past school year.
Is that all stuff that you've kind of just wandered into on your own or had some kind of passion for it, or did you get dragged in by peer pressure?
Wrestling, I got one of my good friends, and he's been wrestling his whole life. He kind of got me into it, and I've just loved it ever since. And golf, I just started it with all my friends. And football, I've just always loved to play football.
I've recently, the past couple summers, also have gotten into playing golf with some friends. It's just nice to be able to go out on the range and just hang out with people, have some conversations. I mean, I know personally I'm pretty terrible at golf, but I'm getting better, maybe.
If I'm not very good either.
Hey, at one swing at a time, you'll improve, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's a metaphor for raising animals, like one step at a time, things are gonna get better, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Alan, for this conversation. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Be sure to stay tuned right here for WITY for continued coverage of Fountain County and other fairs across the area.